Last week, in response to a lawsuit filed by the private grassroots organization Cause of Action, the Obama administration admitted there were roughly 2,500 documents that suggest the IRS shared taxpayer returns with the White House. However, this week, the Treasury Department's Inspector General Office said it would not release the documents because they claim it would not comply with privacy and disclosure laws. With me now to discuss the latest twists and turns in this story is Prashant Kathan, Chief Counsel at Cause of Action. And sir, thanks very much for your time today.
Greg, thank you so much for having me.
So obviously a little bit of a roller coaster ride here for your organization. What's the reaction from Cause of Action to the Treasury Department now saying it will not turn over these documents just days after saying it would?
Sadly, I don't think that we're surprised that they did this. I mean, this has been a two-year fight where they have stonewalled and stalled throughout, and even now, even despite getting a very favorable court order that would force them to tell us whether or not there were investigations and produce the documents, as you said, Greg, they've decided to withhold every single page.
Their argument is that this release would violate privacy and disclosure laws. How valid of a legal argument is that?
We don't think that there's a valid argument there. What they're talking about is a very specific federal law, which does provide for confidential taxpayer information, and we agree with that. We agree that taxpayer information ought to remain confidential, but what they're doing is using it as a sword and a shield, and here they're attempting to block groups like us and taxpayers from knowing whose information has been targeted by the White House.
What was your group's reaction to last week's public admission that these documents did exist? There seemed to be quite a bit of surprise on your part.
It was a great result, and that's what we had been striving to do. We'd known all along, or thought all along, that there had been targeting going on of individuals. And what this lawsuit has accomplished, and it's one of the only ones that has done this, is we've gotten an admission that the IRS was sharing confidential taxpayer information with the administration, and they're not supposed to do that.
Without seeing the documents, what can you glean from what you do know at this point?
Well, what we know is that the government needs to come clean about obtaining the private American taxpayer information. And our lawsuit has at least revealed that the IRS was doing unauthorized disclosures to the White House, so the White House was looking at certain taxpayer information.
And what happens now?
So our lawsuit will continue, unfortunately, because they've yet again stonewalled by not producing a single document. We will have to go back to court to attempt to get those documents. But the other thing that we want to see happen is for Congress to get involved, and Congress really has the ability here to get the documents, the same documents that we're seeking, but to get them in unredacted form and to review them and maybe learn about who was being targeted and why.
Do you go back to the same judge? And assuming you get another favorable ruling, do you actually expect to see these things?
Well, we do go back to the same judge, Greg. In fact, there should be a filing very soon that will set out a briefing schedule. Unfortunately, that will take us into 2015. Ultimately, I would say that it's unlikely we will get the documents in unredacted form, and that may actually be okay, Greg, because remember that citizens have the right to not have their information disclosed, even to groups like us. But Congress, certain committees in Congress can get that information, and they can maintain it secret, and taxpayers are allowed to get that information.
What's been your organization's evaluation of how aggressive, how thorough Congress has been to this point in this investigation?
Well, we've been pleased with some of the steps that have been taken, not just with this, but even the broader IRS scandal of the administration targeting certain groups. What we'd like to see is for Congress to be even more active, particularly in 2015, hopefully hold some hearings and to really look at this lawsuit and what's been uncovered and take it to the next level.
What prompted your legal action in the first place? Obviously, there had been some, I guess what some would say, coincidences perhaps, about people who had been involved in the scrutiny by the IRS, and then they ended up being audited. Was it that sort of anecdotal evidence that led to this, or did you have something more tangible at that point?
Well, we have for the past few years been focusing on whether or not the administration and the White House has been targeting groups or individuals, and we all know through the Lois Lerner scandal that there was targeting of groups. We had thought that they had been targeting individuals as well, and so we started with a FOIA both to the IRS and TIGDA just to find out if there had been unauthorized disclosures of taxpayer information. And here we are nearly 2 years later, and we've learned that there were.
Prashant, thank you very much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Greg.
Prashant Kathan is the Chief Counsel at Cause of Action. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.